This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Good morning. I'm David Fair. It is said nothing is certain but death and taxes. We study our tax options with great care, but how many study the options for after death? For instance, even those who choose burial over cremation, there are still many decisions to be made. Options regarding caskets and the vaults that surround them are growing, and each has its own environmental implication. In this segment of WEMU's The Green Room, Barbara Lucas explores a few of the choices regarding our final resting place.
You can hear the fine aggregate and the large aggregate. You can hear the stone in there mixing up. So that's our mixer.
That's Leah Beyer, co-owner of Milan Vault, 20 minutes south of Ann Arbor, Michigan, a company which makes burial vaults, the concrete boxes that provide structure around caskets. Advocates of the natural burial movement have concerns about the concrete in vaults. Globally, concrete manufacture is a larger contributor to global warming than is the aviation industry.
While it may not be the most environmentally friendly process, we are using byproducts every day.
The byproduct she's referring to is fly ash, residue captured during the burning of coal in power plants, which otherwise would be landfilled. Milan Vault uses 35% fly ash to reduce the amount of cement used. The Fly Ash Trade Association says this is a good thing because for every ton of cement manufactured, about 6.5 million BTUs of energy are consumed and about 1 ton of carbon dioxide is released into the atmosphere. Leah showed me some of their models.
And this is my favorite vault. If I had to pick a vault, this would be it. It's called the Healing Tree. You can feel in here. There's a plastic liner.
Looks like marble.
Exactly.
But Leah doesn't plan to use a vault when she dies. She says she plans to have a natural burial without a vault.
It might be strange as a concrete burial vault producer to say that, but
it's important. It's important to me as a young person, as a new mom, to do little things here and there to reduce the footprint and to reduce the impact we're making.
Contrary to popular belief, caskets and vaults are not required by law, and there are no health or groundwater reasons for using them. Kim Jeppard works in the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, and she's also a former mortician.
Why people think, oh, the vault's there to keep the body intact or to keep it preserved. No, that's not the reason for vaults. They can sell it that way with the different vaults available, but ultimately the reason for the vault is to keep the cemetery from having work to do backfilling the graves.
She's referring to the fact that when underground, even the strongest casket eventually collapses. When this happens, the earth above dips down a bit, which can make it hard to mow or run heavy machines over the area. So the trend has become for cemeteries to require vaults. We're at Marble Park Cemetery, 20 minutes due south of Ann Arbor. Tim Flack is the cemetery sexton, and he's preparing to dig a grave for a natural burial with no vault, which will be the fifth they've done in the last year. This is both a new thing and an old thing for Marble Park, which was founded in 1896, before burial vaults became standard.
Even to this day, I'll have an occasional wooden box that'll finally collapse. It's just a little, hollows out a little bit and need about a half a yard of dirt or something like that, a quarter yard, and just fill it in, reseed it. No big deal. It's part of the maintenance.
It was during the flu epidemic in 1913 that burial vault sales really took off. It's made things hard for religious traditions such as Orthodox Judaism that believe in the biblical from dust to dust. Here's Kim Jeppard again.
Well, what they'll do is they'll go and punch holes in it because it's their desire to go back naturally to the earth. So they punch holes in the sides so that it will actually still hold the ground up, but then things can get in and out and decomposition can happen naturally.
In the city of Ann Arbor, there are approximately 30,000 grave sites still available for purchase and many more outside of town. But Marble Park is the only cemetery in Washtenaw County that does not require vaults. Okay, so that's the outer box. What about the inner one, the casket? We asked Kim Jeppard about the materials commonly found in caskets.
There's metals, there's woods, there's glues, there's the metal mattress frame that's inside these things. There's also the padding, which is usually a spun type of polyester material. There's the satins, there's paints.
In a search for alternatives that use less resources, we found ourselves at the Nye Funeral Home in Ann Arbor.
Now, traditionally, this can be an intimidating room, but in this case, it won't be so bad.
This is their casket showroom with funeral director Todd Winter.
These two, which are our ceremonial or our rental caskets.
The name rental casket may be off-putting, but it makes great sense for the environment. It's for those who want a viewing in a traditional casket. The body is placed in a simple box, which is placed inside the rental casket. This liner is removed when it's time for cremation or burial. Reuse, of course, saves resources. Nye's showroom also has a wicker coffin on display.
But this is the hand-woven willow casket, and it has the cotton lining.
Nice.
But for the best selection of natural burial products in the county, we found ourselves back at Mile and Vault.
So this is what we have right now.
In addition to manufacturing burial vaults and septic tanks, Mile and Vault is a distributor for the Natural Burial Company. Leah showed us a trailer chock full of pine boxes, shrouds, and more of those lovely wicker coffins.
And the one underneath here is 100% seagrass, Asian woven, and all 100% biodegradable. And then we have ones that are from the UK, and if you order in advance, you can have them customized with a color that's woven in.
By law, funeral homes must allow customers to provide their own burial containers. Another option is a locally made coffin. There's numerous carpenters in Michigan that offer them. We found an example of one, covered with a table runner, pamphlets, and a lamp, in the office of Callan Liu of Peaceful Crossings, an Ann Arbor company.
What's this over here?
This is a casket that was designed to be used in a green burial. It's designed by Nell Namar. They're woodworkers out of northern Michigan. It doesn't have things that are here to protect you from decomposition, so to speak. So it's entirely tongue and groove. It's entirely done with pegs, and it's a really nice piece of furniture.
We're in the basement workshop of Gary Hockenberry, a carpenter in Dexter, Michigan.
See, it's taken off the high spots. You see there?
Mm-hmm.
See how smooth that is?
Oh yeah.
Last year, Gary made a cherry coffin for a friend when her daughter died.
Where did you get the wood?
The cherry?
Yeah.
Well, surprisingly enough, that cherry came from my backyard. My sons had built a tree fort out there. It was dying anyway with all those nails, so I cut the tree down and had it milled up.
Reclaiming dead trees that are locally harvested and milled scores lots of points among the eco-minded. They call it urban wood. But Gary's never heard of urban wood, or green burial for that matter.
So how does a green burial mean, you know, I don't understand what a green burial is.
Gary may not be familiar with the environmental benefits, but he's well acquainted with the meaning and comfort that can be derived from simple materials lovingly crafted.
But it was absolutely, I just couldn't believe how well it turned out, you know. And she was very grateful, and I was very proud of it, very proud. All the things I've ever built, I'd say that's one of the top two, you know.
What's the other?
I don't know. I'll have to think about it. You got to always leave room for improvement, though.
Barbara Lucas, WEMU News.
The Green Room is a collaborative effort of the news department at 89.1 WEMU and the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division. For more information relating to today's program, go to our website at WEMU.org.